Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Pure Words. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. I have to confess that I have never been impressed by jewelry. I have gone into a jeweler's and I've seen people pick up a piece of jewelry, and it was as though it was the most precious thing they had ever held in their hand. And I looked and I was really not that much impressed. That's just me. The Word of God is so much different. When I hold the Word of God in my hand, it is so precious. I cherish it. The pure word that comes from the heart of God to the people who will receive it is words and precious jewelry, as it were, that will last for eternity. They are pure words. I love to wake in the morning and open the Bible for the first time and read a passage of Scripture. The last time that my eyes are open at night, I am reading the Psalms. I've made that a practice for many years now, that I go to sleep with the words of the psalmist in my heart. It gives me peaceful sleep. But more than that, it gives me a word from the Lord for this dry, withered soul of mine. And when I wake in the morning, I think I have a new awareness of the presence of God because of the Word of God. They are pure words. Are God's words pure for you? If not, my counsel would be for you to pray before you read the Word of God, that God might make His word more pure than ever before, like the most precious jewelry on the face of the earth. And truly, God's word is more precious than any jewelry that could ever be formed by the hands of man. Pure words from the heart of God. Heavenly Father, I pray that we might seek after you more than we ever have before, that we might search for you as across the ages men have sought out treasure from the earth. Let this dry, withered heart of ours be made new and aware of the preciousness that comes from the very heart of God to be found in the Word of God. And I pray this in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.